Let's take a look at managerial styles. As a manager, you'll most likely have a dominant and preferred style, but the most effective managers adopt the right style of management to fit the situation and the person. So let's take a closer look at the most common managerial styles. As I describe them to you, think about which ones sound like you, and also the other managers around you. Here are six of them. The coercive management style. Managers who use this are intent on obtaining immediate compliance from employees, and the conversation is usually all one way. It's very directive, as they tightly control situations and they focus on negative rather than positive feedback. The manager wants their employees to do their work exactly as the manager wants it. The authoritative management style. The manager's goal here is to provide vision and focused leadership, long-term thinking, and a clearly stated direction. Decisions are made by the manager, but some employee input is sought to reality test decisions. This style also relies on the skillful use of influence to gain employee buy-in to decisions. It's a firm but fair approach. Next is the affiliative management style. The manager uses this style to promote harmony, cooperation, and good feelings among employees. Affiliative actions include accommodating family needs that conflict with work goals, quickly smoothing tensions between employees, or promoting social activities within the team. The manager pursues being liked as a way to motivate people. With this style, they put people first and tasks second. The democratic management style. With this, the manager focuses on building group consensus and commitment through group management of the decision-making process. It requires a hands-off style and has a heavy emphasis on team participation. Employees are trusted to have the skills, knowledge, and drive to come up with the decisions to which everyone is committed, with the manager's role being only to fine-tune and approve the plan. The pace-setting management style. A manager uses this style to focus on accomplishing a great deal of top-quality work themselves. Employees are thought capable of achieving their own goals with little supervision. When performance is not up to standard, the manager will do it themselves. And finally, there is the coaching management style. This is directed towards the professional growth of employees. The manager will focus on helping employees identify their strengths and weaknesses, improvement areas, and set development plans that foster career goals. They'll create an environment that supports honest self-assessment and treats mistakes as learning opportunities in the development process. You'll always have a dominant style that you use more than any other. It's always really interesting to see the mix of how often you use the other styles as well. Think about what styles you use the most often. Are they effective? Are you a one-dimensional leader that uses the same style over and over again? Or can you be like a chameleon, being able to change and reflect, depending on the circumstances? If there was a crisis which needed strong and urgent leadership, then a coaching style wouldn't suit that particular situation. But if you wanted to get the best out of staff in terms of their development, then it would. At the end of the day, it's horses for courses. What could you do to develop the skills in other managerial styles? List the six styles and ask yourself about the situations or circumstances where that style would be most effective and also least effective. Add this knowledge to your toolbox of skills and use it when you need it.